Welcome, welcome to Unlimited Realities. Hello, I am Lisa Zimmer, your host for Unlimited Realities, and I am just really, really excited to have this show and the experience of my guest to share with you. So we're talking about near-death experiences today. And although that really pushes a lot of people's perspectives, if you will, more and more is being discovered in regard to how our brain works, how our soul is unlimited, and what happens in regard to when our body stops and our essence, our consciousness, lives on. So I hadn't, like I was talking about, I had had a near-death experience when I was 18 years old, and since then, it definitely changed me, directed my course in life. And also, I've been researching near-death experiences since then. No coincidence that the first book I read from front to back when I was 7 years old was with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, what is it, Life After Death, and Raymond Moody. So my Catholic mother had that laying around, and that altered my perspective. So then, you know, fast forward, I had my near death. I've researched this for 30 years. I have to say this story today with Brittany Hartman is the most fascinating I've ever heard. Absolutely the most fascinating near-death experience I have ever heard. And so without further ado, let me introduce our guest today, Brittany Hartman, who is going to talk about how she had a near-death experience in December 2019. Now, that's not too long ago, folks. And here she is, absolutely changed perspective and belief that, you know, life exists beyond this dimension. So welcome, welcome, Brittany Hartman, to Unlimited Realities. Thank you for being my guest today. I'm so excited to talk to you. Hello, hello, Brittany. Can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yay, I can hear you now. Hi, Brittany.
Yay.
How are you?
Hi. Hi, everybody.
This is Brittany Hartman, audience, and like I said, her experience is phenomenal. She talks about her near-death experience and three levels of heaven. So, Brittany, let's talk about, first of all, what was your belief system prior to this experience? So did you have a strong faith in God? Were you somebody who believed in the afterlife? Where were you in your belief system prior to this?
I would say that prior to this, I was spiritual. I believed in something, but I didn't know quite what I believed in. I knew that some of my beliefs were very different than others. Since I was a little kid, I just could not fathom that there was a hell. Well, like, why would God be so, how could God punish, you know, people like that? Maybe they're very,
right,
very bad ones, but, you know, like suicides, that kind of stuff. It just never made sense to me.
Right.
So
right.
I could never really subscribe to most of the religions just because of some of the beliefs. But I did have my mom, who she raised us as Lutheran when we were little. We went to church, but that stopped probably when we were eight or so, when I was eight.
Okay.
Then from then on, my mom, she was religious. She believed in God, Jesus. She prayed. She would tell us, you know, if we were ever in a horrible spot, you know, to pray that the Lord would help us. But besides that, there wasn't much else. We didn't talk about the Bible. I've never read the Bible. So it was very limited, I would say. I knew I had some beliefs, but I didn't really know what.
And did you feel your belief, you say you were spiritual, did you feel like you had a connection to God, divinity, spirit, essence, the universe, prior to this experience?
Not really. I mean, now okay. I totally do. So I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have asked me before,
okay.
I would have said, oh, yeah, I'm connected. You know, I know that when I die, I'm going to go there, you know. So I
right.
thought I was connected, but now I know I'm connected.
Awesome. That's an awesome answer. I really love that. So, okay, so it's December 2019, okay?
Yep.
And do you know, what's your state of mind at this point? What's going on in December 2019? What's happening?
So a lot was happening in December 2019. I was having a lot of relationship issues with my mom, with my sister, and they were mostly my family growing up. And I was having a lot of relationship issues with my husband as well. I was pretty struggling. It was 2019 was a really hard year for me.
Okay. Okay.
So and that's probably what led to my experience.
Okay. So take me to the experience. What happened?
So I've always had like suicidal ideation. Since I was
okay.
probably 11, I've had this voice inside of me since I was 11, and it probably stems from some child abuse that I had about that time, but I've always had that voice inside of me that said I wasn't good enough. You're too fat. You're too
right.
ugly. You're worthless. You know, you shouldn't be here. So mm-hmm. I've struggled with those thoughts pretty much my entire life, but I've never acted upon them. And the reason why I never acted upon them is because my mom was very vocal about how she could never bury us. That would be the
right.
hardest thing for her. And so I knew mm. I could not do anything. I could not, you know, kill myself. I could not exit this world on my own volition until my mom passed.
Mm-hmm.
So she was kind of what kept me going. I never attempted suicide up until that day. And why that day, I can't really pinpoint it. I was really having a hard time, like I said, with relationships. But
right.
there wasn't something horrible that happened that day. So I think I was just tired, ran down. And for whatever reason, I tried to kill myself. I waited till my husband left for his lunch break. He was working that day. I believe it was a Sunday. It was December 7th, so I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But he was working. He came home from lunch, and I waited for him to, you know, he left back home and went to back to work. And I just had this weird feeling. I was like, oh, my God, is this it? I'm actually going to do this? And I kind of talked to God. I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is it. This is the end. And
wow.
I drank two vials of anesthetic. And that's what stopped my breathing. And that's where I had the near-death experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you, Brittany. God did bless
yeah.
you. I mean, this is, I'm covered in goosebumps. That's how, you know, one of my body sensations with connection. And it's, you know, this is, what a powerful story. Wow. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So here you are, and it's just, and that this says a lot because, you know, this is not an uncommon place that so many people who have, whether they've thought about suicide, felt suicidal, are depressed, that, you know, many times when it's a failed attempt, thank God, they come back and they say it wasn't any one thing. It wasn't like this was a horrible day or this person did this and that's why I did it. It was just exhaustion, tired
yep.
of being depressed, tired of being sad, tired of not being hopeful. And, you know, I find your message just an incredible, powerful message here. You've got so many elements going on. You know, you've got so many, what a, what a powerful spirit you are. You have some big angels there, Brittany. Big
Very.
Angels. All right, so we're walking through. Okay, so we're at this point, and you've made this decision, and you drank these two vials. What do you remember next?
So I drank the two vials, and for whatever reason, I decided I wanted to leave the couch and go to my bed. So I started walking from the couch to the bedroom. I did not make it to the bed. I fell onto the floor into my bedroom, and I closed my eyes, and that's
wow.
the last I know of Earth. But when I opened my eyes, I was in I call it level one. I had a guide, or maybe, you know, an angel, however you want to label it. But I had a voice
okay.
that, you know, kind of walked me through everything that I went through up until the end, and I'll get to that. But so when I open my eyes, mm-hmm. I see this amazing place. It looks a lot like Earth, but very bright, very
right.
vivid colors, colors that I have never even seen before. I mean, I can't even describe to you what it looked like because there's just no words.
Right.
But it was the most Earth-like that I had seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the voice said, you know, this is level one. And then that was pretty much it. I quickly, like, I don't know if I blinked or just suddenly I popped into level two. And level two, it was a big, I would call it like a house, but it was a different house than I'm used to seeing. It was huge. It was beautiful.
Okay.
There was a lot of gold, a lot of light. But it was definitely, I was inside of a home, and there was a big table, and that's where all my family was. I saw my grandma and grandpa who passed. I saw my uncle. I saw some people that I have no idea who they were, but I knew that I was related to them. And I don't know how I knew
right.
that, but I just knew that. But the weird
right.
thing was my mom was there and my dog Bear, and it didn't make sense to me because those two people, well, that person and my dog, they were still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought,
okay,
this has to be a dream. This makes no sense to me. So I was kind of hanging out there. Again, it was very quick, but the voice kind of came in and said, this is level two. You're needed on level three. But your family can't come to level three. And I was very surprised at how willingly I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's go to level three. Because I hadn't seen my grandma for a very long time. And my grandma was very, she was my person. I loved her to death.
Right.
Okay. We were very close. So for me to just be able to hug her and go, that surprises me. But anyway,
sure.
that's what I did, and then popped up to level three. Level three is what I would describe the most heaven-looking. You know, there was a bunch of that was the most bright light, more gold than any, you know, very colorful, very bright. And there were, you know, I think the gates, I don't remember if they were open or not, but I do remember seeing the, you know, some kind of gate or fence thing. But that's where the angel kind of, I saw her, and it was more of a light. I couldn't really make out, you know, a body, but I just kind of
right.
knew what it was, you know? And so that voice said,
right.
okay, you're needed here on level three, but you need to finish what you started. Level three is where the most highly religious evolved people are, but you need to go back and finish what you started. And that's when I started falling back through each individual level, and then that's when I fell back into my body and woke up. And then that's when I crawled over to the phone and dialed 911. I don't remember the cop coming in. I kind of remember him screaming. I remember parts of the ambulance ride to the hospital, and I remember the end of the hospital, but I don't remember the beginning. but I can remember every single piece of that experience. And
wow.
Not 2 weeks later, it was, so I had my experience on the 7th. My mom very unexpectedly and suddenly passed on December 26th.
Oh my gosh.
There was no reason for it. I mean, there was a reason for it, but she was not sick. I mean, she was fine one day, gone the next, kind of a thing. So that's when I knew for sure what I saw was not a dream. It was, in fact, very real, because how else
right.
would I have saw my mom in heaven? And then not 2 months later, in February, I lost my dog, who was in heaven. And then
so
since my experience,
powerful, Brittany.
Yes. And since my experience, when I woke up in my body, I mean, I felt it immediately, because I had had it since I was 11, the suicidal thoughts and everything. As soon as I woke up, all of that was completely gone. And that, for the very first time since I was 11, I wanted to live.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So how did that make you witness yourself? I mean, in regard to that alone, because here you've witnessed yourself since you were 11 years old with this, you know, perception of yourself, this false perception of yourself, and now it's lifted. And it's like there's this piece of you're seeing yourself like through a completely different lens now. I mean, how did that feel? That had to be...
It's
incredible.
Like I said, it's completely changed my life. It's incredible. I've never had self-esteem ever. I mean, I've let people emotionally attack me all my life. And from this point on, from when I woke up on, I started standing up for myself. And it took that experience for me to realize that my husband was being kind of emotionally abusive to me. And then after my mom passed, he became physically abusive to me. And I didn't take it. I mean, when he would say stuff to me that was mean, that before my experience, I would just let him say it. But after that, I was like, no, you can't talk to me like that. I'm your wife. You cannot talk
Good
to me like
you.
That. And I think that's
Good
why it got more, you know, physical. But it ended up where,
right.
I called the cops on him, and now he's gone, and I'm getting a divorce, and I'm moving on with my life, and I'm not putting up with any of that anymore. And I
Good
don't think
you.
I would have ever gotten to that place had this all not have happened. And also,
Amazing.
I don't know how I would have handled my mom's passing had this not have happened, because like I said,
right.
I was suicidal to the point where I just was hanging on till my mom passed. And then after that, it was free game. But now,
right.
because I had that experience,
right.
I mean, I'm not thinking that at all. So in a way,
that's
I almost feel like
incredible.
It was, yeah. And then kind of a side story, when my husband had a physical, we had the physical violence, and I ended up having to call the police. He took my phone away. And I was not able to call police. But the night before, I was looking at pictures on my mom's phone because it was just the anniversary of something, and I was super sad that day. So I was looking at pictures, and I went to go put the phone away that night upstairs in a drawer, and something inside of me said, don't. You're going to want that tomorrow. Just leave it there.
Huh.
And it made no sense to me. I mean, I don't look at pictures every day on her phone or anything, but I just left it there, walked away. Well, when he took my phone away the next morning, I look over on the couch and there's my mom's phone. So that's how I got to call 911 and get help. So my mom is
wow.
still helping me from beyond.
Of course. Of course. Love doesn't die just because
it
the
doesn't.
Body's dead, you know? And it's an energy that cannot be, you know, knocked out of any, you know, you're proving this incredible story. What an incredible story.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm going to take you back a little bit. So
yes, do.
As you are, like, realizing that you have this presence with you, that we call angel, guardian angel, spirit, guide, whatever, what were you able to distinguish from this energy? Did it have a presence? Were you able to see anything? Was it a light? Was it an essence? Tell me more about this energy, this presence. Did it have a body or was it a light?
I would say it was more a light, I guess. I could make out a figure, but it wasn't like a body figure that we're used to. And like maybe the light was so bright that it covered that body. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it was very, I guess I would say it was maybe more of an energy type thing, but it was definitely,
okay.
I mean, I don't want to say a blob, but a body figure. I just could not make it out.
Right. Okay. And then what did you feel with it? What was the feeling that you got? How did you know? How did it get your attention?
It was.
Or was it more like a knowing? Like you just knew you weren't alone?
Yeah, it was
like
more like it was just almost like I knew without knowing, almost.
Right.
Like.
Right.
They didn't, like, she didn't, or he, I call it a she because it was kind of a girl voice, but I have no idea. But, like, there was no real explanations. It's just, I kind of knew. And what little explanations there were, like, I didn't really have any questions to him because it was almost just like this understanding.
Right.
And
did
it felt
feel
very comfortable. Yeah, like, it felt very safe. I mean, it felt very normal, natural. There was no like, what's this? Or, you know, it just felt very.
Right, right. Accepted.
Like, yes, it just felt very, like the puzzle pieces fit.
Yes, yes. Like home almost, like something
yes,
you could lean into.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes, for
right.
sure. Yeah.
Now, with the voice, did the voice, did you feel it, the voice, or was it actually heard, or do you feel like it came through you on some level?
I heard the voice,
okay.
But I don't know if, like, I heard it mentally, because like the
right.
first two levels, I didn't see her. So I don't know if, like, I heard it in my head or if, like,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, she spoke and I heard it. But, yeah, it was
right,
it was audio up until the third level. And then I think it was her or that entity speaking to me. But, yeah, I mean, it could have been in my mind that I heard it. And it wasn't audio at
right.
all. But for me,
well,
I took it as audio.
Right. And in the reality of it, entirely possible both, because it's encompassing.
It, yeah.
You know, it's an encompassing energy and field and force, and it shows through like a knowing. So it's like an accepted knowing, and you're talking about that as you're trusting with it and going forward with it and trusting its guidance and knowing that it's not leading you astray. So I find
yeah.
that whole faith piece as very an unconditional high high soul level piece for you. You know, that's a really good indicator of why you zoomed up there and were told, hey, you have to come back. You have some work here to do before you're back here. All right. So this is just really cool. So when you were on level, what you would call level one. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know, like, because after I had my experience, I started trying to look up other people's experiences. And I know, like, I've seen a lot of people say the same thing where they said that they had to come back, they had to finish something, or they needed to do something. But I hear a lot of them say that they aren't exactly sure what that is, and they're still trying to figure that out. I'm pretty sure I knew exactly what they were talking about when it was said. I started a nonprofit called Justice Takes Flight, and we help find missing persons. And I started it just before my experience. So when I had the experience, I knew that they were talking about that.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong and they're talking about me, you know, spreading the word of my near-death experience, but I definitely took it as I need to go back and keep doing the nonprofit stuff.
And you know what I take it as? I take it as you needed to come back to do the nonprofit. You needed to come back to tell your story. You needed to come back to live a happy, healthy, profitable, joyous life, and that, you know, you get to experience heaven on earth. So I really feel like there's a whole lot that you came back for, and you have a very, very powerful story here, a very powerful voice, a very powerful purpose to find missing people. So, you know, there's definitely that piece of you know, purpose upon purpose upon purpose, and also the self-love piece where, I mean, look at the growth piece of letting go of something that you were holding on to for however long of a lack of self-worth and depression or suicidal thoughts, and to release that. I would say that is, you know, the crown jewel. And you know, an incredible, incredible story. Now, let's talk a little bit about the levels just a little bit more. I know you said you weren't in what you would say level one was. What was that more of a, when you said it reminded you of Earth, was it a nature Earth? Was it a natural Earth, or was it a city scene, or what was it that you were viewing on that level piece?
So it was kind of like a, almost like a, it was nature. It was like trees, kind of an open field. There was, I would say maybe like kind of grass. The trees were kind of green, but there was like purple in them. There was a little bit of blue kind of, but it was kind of like an open, almost like meadow field type thing.
Okay.
I didn't see like any flowers or anything like that. I did see flowers in level three. But yeah, it was pretty much just field, open space trees.
Do you remember what any thoughts you might have had at that point? Like, were you still kind of in shock or figuring out where you were, or were you aware that you were, you know, dead, you know, at this point? I mean, what were, when, as a witness to yourself, do you remember anything of your thoughts at that point?
I definitely was aware that of what I did. I didn't see like my body, or like, you know, I didn't have any memory flashbacks or anything like that. But when I was, you know, when I first entered level one, I kind of was like, oh, is this afterlife? Like, you know, it was a very quick kind of a thought. And then that's when the voice kind of started guiding me through. And I kind of just, it was almost like a tour. I just kind of went with it. So there wasn't really any thoughts about what I did. There was no, like, negative, like, oh, my gosh,
should I have done that kind of a thing.
Good.
It was
good.
Very, it was very positive. And I cannot express the feeling that I had on all three of the levels. I mean, just a feeling of love and warmth and light that I had just being there. I almost am homesick for it some days, especially like if I'm having a bad day. I mean, I just cannot express like how amazing it felt there. So I think I was just kind of enjoying it more than anything. Excited to kind of go on the tour and like, what's this? You know, wow, where are we kind of a thing. There was no fear at all. There was no pain. There was no, oh my gosh, what did I do to my family? I mean, there was no,
right.
There was no negative at all. It was all positive thoughts, all positive everything. So I do think that when you do pass and it is your time, I don't think that any kind of energy goes. So I do think
right.
that people that pass, like my mom, I don't think she's sitting there worrying about us, or she's, you know, having negative thoughts about it. I think it's all positive. And I think it's because of that all-knowing feeling, and you just know, like, I don't know how to explain, but it just feels like everything's interconnected. And
right.
since coming
it,
back,
it is.
Yeah, and, like, since coming back, I've been doing a lot more helping people and trying to do just anything I can for people. And some people will say, like, you know, well, that person didn't really – appreciate that, or you shouldn't have done that. They didn't tell you the truth or something with it. And my thought to them when something like that happens is, well, they may have not have liked, they may have not appreciated what I did for them, but I bet you there was somebody watching me that I did do that and it changed their mind. So
right.
I'm definitely
right.
seeing things very interconnected. We come
yeah.
in each other's lives for reasons. We might not know those reasons, but everything is connected. Everything everybody
exactly.
does is connected.
Yeah.
And I did not know that
Amen.
Prior to this. So
that was one of my takeaways as well. So the piece for, okay, so in this you know, journey that you're taking with your guide, your angel, your guardian angel, your higher self, however, you know, you connect, there's this piece of whether you're aware of it as a witness or not, you're evaluating yourself. Are you aware of when maybe your perception or how your perception evolved of yourself over this experience? Like, was there a pivotal piece during the near-death experience as well as maybe a few days of follow-up while you're recovering where your perception of yourself was really gaining a higher self-worth or your self-esteem was really kicking in and you really were seeing your value through a different lens than you ever did before? Can you go back and see that journey, that process, that self evolution? Can you go there?
So I didn't have anything like that when I was having the experience. But
okay.
as soon as I woke up, I mean, I immediately felt it. I immediately felt different. I immediately felt,
okay.
I felt like, wow, I'm not important, but I guess.
So
kind of, I mean, yeah, exactly. And that I am in this for a reason and that I am worthy. So
right.
I would say, immediately, as soon as I opened my eyes, I knew I had changed. I mean, like I said, that voice, it was constant. I mean, that voice was always inside of me saying, you know, like if I would sit there and I felt like my gut was hanging out too much, like, oh, you're so fat, you know. I mean, it was very bad, that voice in me. And for me to wake up and that voice not be there at all, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. So I think the first couple of days I worried that it would come back, that it was temporary.
Okay.
But I would say after the first couple of days, I stopped worrying about that because I knew I had just changed. I knew that it wasn't a temporary thing. And then after my mom died, I would say is where I was like, okay, I know my purpose and I need to get on it and I need to go and I need to do what I need to do so I can be with my mom. So I just kind of started doing my thing. And I don't think I've ever really seen it myself, but I mean, I have everybody in my family or my friends, people on Facebook. I mean, they comment on it all the time saying, oh my gosh, I cannot believe the change in you. I mean, we've watched you grow just over these couple of years.
That's awesome.
And it's just amazing.
It's
and I'm, I, you know, I'm still kind of that timid, shy, you know, I'm not used to having, compliments or, you know what I mean? It's that self-esteem thing that I'm getting used to. So, you know, I tell them, well, I don't see that. I'm glad you see that. I think I kind of feel it, but, you know, so I'm very, yeah, but I know that it's there because I stood up and my husband is now gone and I'm getting a divorce.
Right.
And I'm happier than I've ever, than I've been in a long time. And
oh my
from
goodness.
Doing that,
look at what
I've realized, yeah, well, and then by doing that and having the strength to do that, I've realized how much emotional abuse there really was, that I didn't see before. So now I'm actually starting to, get into like, the domestic violence and narcissistic abuse, and telling my stories in those groups. Trying to help other women there. So, you know, somebody asked me if I wish I'd never met him, and I'm like, no, I would have done it all over again because he's what made me grow too. I mean, I think the emotional toll that I was at was part, you know, probably half him when I did the attempt.
Right.
I mean, it just completely changed my life. So I would do it all over
what
again
a wake up
if I
call.
Had to. Yeah.
You know, there's so much wisdom through pain if we can get to the other end. And God bless you, you did. There's so, you know, the interesting piece about what is referred to as level two in your discovery also was the meeting at the table with your dog and your mom. And then your mother passing. And how did that, I mean, in regard to dealing with that, when your mom did pass, did you recognize the gratitude for the experience more at that point that you thank God I can connect the dots and see what's going on? Or did it help you in your grief? Was it a supportive piece on some level for you to know that?
For sure. I mean, when she passed, I just knew where she was. I mean, I seen it. So I knew she was with my grandma.
Right.
I knew she was with my grandpa. I knew she was happy. I knew she was, I knew that everything was okay. And I knew that she could still communicate with me. It's weird that it's almost like I never felt her leave me. Like, I know she left. I know her body's not here. But there is not a part of me that felt she completely left me. I've always felt like she was here in some way. And I tried to talk to my sister about that, and my sister does not feel that. She said she wished she felt that. So I'm thinking the near-death experience really helped me in that area. And I just know that it really helped me with my dog, too, because my dog was my everything. It was my first dog by myself, and I had him for 10 years. We were living on our own. He was my best friend. He was my companion. He was my everything. He was my rock. So when I had to put him to sleep, it was really comforting to know that he jumped out of my arms and into my mom's arms, because my mom was really my dogs are going crazy. My mom was close with my dog Bear. She would always say she was grandma and that was her grand dog, because I don't have kids. So she was very close with him. So I know that they're together. So that really helps me. It really helped me through the death right away.
That had to be hard. Really had to be hard. God works in mysterious ways, you know. There's just it's a very interesting, inspiring, empowering story that you have to share with us. And I really thank you for being on today, because this has been really, really wonderful. It's been very encouraging for all of us to know that, you know, even in a state of depression and when we're feeling like we can't go on, that even that emotion too will shift and change. So, so many messages here today, Brittany. Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, I think one of the bigger parts that I really like to get through is, you know, there's a lot of people out there who worry about if they're going to see their loved ones again, but there's a lot of people out there who are worried if they're going to see their animals again. And I'm just happy that I can say, yes, like I know,
because
I've seen it, you know, you're going to see your animals again. You're going to see your family again. And when I saw them, you know, my dog Bear, he died here at 10 years old. You know, he was having issues with his health, his body. But when I saw him up there, he was probably half his age and, you know, the prime of his life. So not only do you get to see them again, but they're not, you know, they're not their sick selves that they might have left as. They are happy. They are healthy. They are just enjoying that realm.
Yeah, it's a chosen essence it is, and it's incredible when I hear that, because I do hear a lot of stories about people and their pets in heaven and how we've humanized them. They end up where we are, so it's like it's of course they're gonna be a big part of our spiritual journey too. And thank you so much, Brittany. This is a very, very empowering, wonderful story, and I really enjoy talking to you today. So thank you for being on Unlimited Realities.
And thanks for having me.
And we should talk at some point also in the future on your ventures with your missing persons.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll stay in touch. And God bless you, Brittany. And I welcome you in this whole journey of getting the word out with what's out there, that it's much more beyond what we see. It is
definitely,
there is a world beyond what we see. So thank you. And thank you for sharing such an intimate and vulnerable piece of your life. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.